Welcome to this week's episode of News of the North. It's February 28, 2018, and I am your substitute host, Antoine Bergeron, here with the substitute co-host of this week, Steve, and to be honest, the usual substitute co-host. How are you doing, Steve?
Very good. And you, Antoine?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well.
Yeah, if we're not recording before midnight, I can be the substitute co-host without any problem. But after that, unfortunately, I turn into a pumpkin, so it's just too late.
To be honest, you turn into a pumpkin a bit earlier than midnight.
Well, usually it's around 11, so that's not too bad. It's just as time goes up during the evening, my English level goes down during the evening, so that's the problem, I guess.
It's the same for me, though. And it shows, depending on how late we started the recording. Okay, so we have a pretty good list, and there's a lot of stuff we didn't include this week, so it was a big week of release for the OBD. So let's jump right in, and we will start with the new releases. So I'll let you start, Steve.
Well, first up on the list is the Infinity March releases from our friend of Corbus Belli. And as usual, you've got a bit of a couple of models for almost everybody, I think. So you can see everything on their Facebook page with the link in the show note. But the paint job is always awesome on those models, and they're getting better and better with them. So really some nice stuff there.
Of notes, they have the Dire Foe Mission Pack 7, which is called Candy Cloud. So that's three models that comes with that pack. And my favorite model for this release is the Blackjack Tent Heavy Ranger something.
Yeah,
I don't know that acronym.
With an AP heavy machine gun, I mean, what's not to like, right? Giant.
It is so big.
A big armor, mech armor, holding a heavy machine gun, and a trusty six shot in the other end. So,
a giant future revolver.
Yeah,
so cool.
Exactly. And a really, really long ammo trail.
It's Ariadna, so it's sci-fi old school.
Yeah, exactly.
I love them. Okay. Next up, we have by Cool Me Internet, the Dark Age February releases. So it's a lot of stuff for the Outcast mainly. So first we have the new faction starter, which is 500 points playable force, come with the car, with everything you need to play. They also have their new, what's their name? Brute Court of Freetan. So it's a new sub-faction for the Outcast. And they have their leadership box, which is, the models looks bigger to be, they look to be on a 40 mil base. So big brutes. Just a regular trooper and a bunch of other stuff. They also have what they call the Misfits and Monster Box, so other models for the Outcast.
Yeah, even bigger models, like a big kind of troll slash demon thing. You know, it's kind of big.
Yeah. And lastly, two releases for the Scarred, so the Cult of Metamorphosis faction box and RP unit box. And for the Brood, the Owler box. That miniature I have already seen, so I think it's just a reboxing of an old cult.
Kind of a giant worm with legs and arms. You don't want that in your garden while you're digging.
Absolutely not.
Next up on the list is from Privateer Press. We have the pre-order of Scar, Admiral of the Black Fleet. Sorry.
Fleet, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we don't know because they're wearing boots, so we don't know if it's Black Feet or Fleet.
Yeah, they're pirates, so if they go, they get dirty feet.
It could be black feet, too.
So, Scar is on a huge base, so that's their 120 millimeter bases. She is not directly from Pirate Press. She is in their Black Heavy Anchor Industry line. So, those are not available in the regular retail. You need to order them from Pirate Press. However, it's you get free shipping, and if you pre-order during the initial pre-order
period,
yeah, you get a free gift, and this time it's a Black Anchor Heavy Industry bandana
because it's pirate.
Yeah, the model itself is both cool and weird, so it's a giant. Well, not a giant.
Well,
it's a weird. Ghost ship.
Yeah, it's weird because it's missing half of the model.
Yeah, it's missing half. So if you add, it's the haft, the back of the ship?
I don't know. I don't know in French, so you can imagine.
In English. Well, the back part of the ship where there's
the cabin's crew and captain's cabin.
Yeah, and the my nautical knowledge in English is not good.
Yeah, so you didn't play enough Man of War.
Yeah, I didn't play enough Man of War. That's for sure. But it's a cool, and the ship is floating on some spirit, and the spirit goes through the ship, so you see some of them through the wreckage of the front part that's not there. So, it's a cool concept. It might not be to everyone's taste, but it's interesting. This model, the BAHI models are usually pretty costly. This one is not so bad. It's $125 US and for shipping. So, for the size of the model, it's pretty good.
And maybe probably custom on that if you order in Canada.
Oh, for sure. For sure. After that, I think it's the first time we mentioned them. So, Dark Rose Miniatures. We have Dolnar. That is an orc.
No, this is not an orc.
Absolutely not an orc. It's a dwarf. It's the bust of a dwarf. What we would probably call a slayer if we were talking Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah.
So, he's a free-chested, a mohawk, big orange beard, looking pissed.
With some they look like almost Celtic tattoos from the paint job.
Yeah, either Celtic or he met Leonardo da Vinci.
Oh, or that.
Like an imperial engineer or something tattooed him instead of the local sailor. So, yeah, that's interesting. That's different for sure. So, this model is 35 euros and it's resin. The scale is 1/9. So, it's a pretty big piece.
It weighs 300 gram, but I don't know the size. They don't say the size. They just say the scale.
Yeah.
And it's not too bad for that size. It's 35 euros, so compared to a regular bust, it's in the same price range. Next one on the list is from RN Studio. It's a Boney. I don't know if I pronounced it right, but felt right. It's a pirate girl miniature, 28 millimeter. So.
She's looking cool.
Yeah, she's.
I love pirate miniatures in general, so it's easy to like it. And she's cool. She is equipped with the regular cutlass and pistol.
Yeah, and you have to hurry because there's only 45 left. Well, that's what they say on the website.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, they're always limited in quantity for by stuff by R&A Studio.
And it's in resin, so the details will be there for sure.
So €16 to get her and free shipping worldwide.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
Well, but for a 28mm scale single model, that's $20. I would expect to pay that, shipping included. So that's good.
Next one?
Next one by Warlord Games. We have some new Conflict 47 releases. So first, for the British, we have a Churchill Meteor, which is a regular Churchill tank, but with what looks like a BattleTech missile launcher rack on its top.
Somebody decided to play Pimp My Tank, I guess.
Yeah. The second one is the US M382 Pond Skater Scout Walker. That's a long title for what amounts to be a light mech with a second gunner on its back.
It looks like the Imperial Guard Sentinel with a side cart on the back or something.
On the top.
Yeah, somebody in the backpack.
Yeah, a second seat. Yeah, a backpack for a Sentinel. That's exactly it. And you can get them in multiple. And the next real new releases are the Japanese Chibito Squad, which they say are not zombie. So, but they are Japanese undead experimentation.
Not zombies.
Yeah, not zombies. You can get them in either a squad or size, depending on how many you want. So, a bunch of new stuff for Conflict 47.
And the next one, which is the last one of the regular releases, it's from Mom Miniature. It's a new Rune Guard. So there are compatible for 9th Age, and at first I was looking at them, and then Antoine told me that they're on 40mm base, the big one. So they're bigger than they kind of look because there's nothing to compare for scale. But there are three. You have a command group of three big dwarves in ironclad armor.
Yeah, we talked about the Rune Guards themselves some months ago.
Yeah.
So the new stuff is really the command group. So the command squad with the champion, musician, and beer. Having a musician for rune statues is a bit strange, but it's a gong, so it fits.
And you can.
And the price is pretty good. It's 12 euros for three pretty big miniatures.
And they're in resin, right?
Yeah.
So that's not too bad.
Yeah. And that was the last of our regular release. So next one, we are going to the crowdfunding news. The first of those is, and this is not a Kickstarter, it's a Ululi, or whatever however you pronounce that.
Yeah, careful, because the name is in French, so I don't know if you're going to get it right the first time.
Yeah, I'm going to say the name in French, which is L'art de la miniature, or the art of miniatures. This is a book about painting mostly, but also some other parts as they are going through different stretch goals. They are adding some content about sculpting, some content about basing and terrain, or pretty mostly basing for dioramas. But it's a book to go through all level of painters to get you from the start and finishing a project for what they call beginners, intermediate, and expert hobbyists. So good, really good book. It's by Moen, the main person behind the project is Moen. That's the guy behind Eden, the Universe of Dracarys, the miniature game too. And he worked also with Rackham. So he's really well known in the European painter circuit. And they are adding a bunch of guest article in the book as the unlocks goes. You get some from Chéri Bonamante Bull. You get some by Angel Giraldes. And the list just goes on.
I really like the tagline on the front of the book. I know it's a mock-up, but still, start and finish a product, a project. I mean, yeah. that's perfect for somebody like me who's project OCD, who's having a hard time. So maybe I should get that one.
Yeah,
but my new shipping is a bit expensive for Canada. So
like the book itself is 35 euros.
Well, that's not
if
too
I
bad.
Remember correctly, because we have the price only in Canadian. It's automatically translated for me, so I don't have the base pledge.
Yeah.
However, the shipping for Canada, well, most of rest of the world. So it's less for the Europe. But for the rest of the world, it's 30 euros. So it's almost as much as the book itself. So it's really not cheap. Comes out to about 90 something yeah. Canadian to get the book shipped. Or they have groups option, like we were looking with other local guys. So you can get a package of 5 books and stretch goals shipped to you, which comes to about half of the shipping amount after we checked with the project creator. So it goes down from 30 to about 15 euros of shipping. So the book and all the stretch goals, which do include sample miniatures, so miniatures they've used and talked about in the book, you get some of those also when you order the book. So that's an interesting way to do it.
Yeah, for
and
sure,
you get practice. Those in the price, and you can practice stuff that's mentioned right there in the pages. So it's a cool project. Ululi is a European crowdfunding platform, and it's not new. It's a big platform there. With gaming, we're so used to see Kickstarter instead.
Yeah,
but it's safe and has seen other projects.
Yeah, well, and as you can see, lots of people are believing in that project because, again, it's only it's translated to Canadian dollar, but they were looking for 7,700, and they're now at almost $83,000 with 17 days left for the project. So, yeah, lots of people are looking forward to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, if you are interested, you have until March 8, 2018 to pledge and eventually get a nice book and some miniatures to test your painting. After that, we have by Zenith Miniature, Kensai War Game, Wako versus Nambam. So, this is 2 new factions, so the Wako Pirates and the European Nambam for Kensai, which Kensai being Japanese inspired or war games. So you play samurais and their retainers. And they also have some
Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, the new faction really looks like a mix of French and Spanish. The invaders and the Wako Pirates looks like you would see maybe for. Yeah, so some movies add Japanese pirate or Chinese junk pirates too. A mix of those, but you mix them together and you get the idea of what it looks like. They have army box for both factions, or you can get a combined one, and they are unlocking new characters and new skulls and new specialists as they go. So. Nice miniature. The sculpting from Kensai is always good. So they have some really, really nice stuff.
Yeah. And this one is should be funded. It's still 12 days left as recording. And it's so far, it's 12,700 euros pledge. And the goal was 6,000 euros. So fully more than twice what they were looking for. And it's going to end on Sunday, March 4th at 3:01 p.m. EST. Well, it's on a Sunday afternoon, so they need to know, our listeners need to know, like in the middle of the afternoon, if they're going to pledge or not.
When's their max time they can, and not just after recording a podcast. That's true.
Because, like, you go during the weekend. listen to the news, see what you missed, then get your credit card out and order stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure people do that. Just leave out some comment on the Facebook post. You're laughing, Antoine, but I'm sure people are shopping during the weekend, not just after the podcast, because people listen to the podcast at work.
Yeah, so I think they probably shop at work or during the evening, not during the day, during the weekend. I think that's probably where people listen to us less. Because they have something better to do.
Than shop online.
Yeah.
There's always time to shop online.
Sure.
The next one on the list is TOR, which stands for Tales of Resurrection. And this one is for a co-op civilization board game.
Yeah, so this is really a board game project. However, there is a special add-on that you can add miniatures instead of using paper standees. And the cool thing is you can also pledge only for the miniature box. So it's a small box, 6 miniatures, so the main characters you're going to use during the game. But they have cool... they're pretty cool. They
yeah.
have really various characters. You have a giant troll, some...
Oh, it's a troll. It almost looked like a satyr, like with
yeah,
the arms.
Yeah, there's a satyr. What looks like a dwarf,
couple
of warriors.
A sage, kind of a Amazon spear-wielding girl, and of course, some mm-hmm. barbarian-type guy.
And as the pledge goes up, some stretch gold are unlocking new pioneers with their miniatures also. So you will be able to get other miniatures as the stretch goals unlock and the amount pledged go up. So, nice project. For if you're looking only at the miniatures, the what they call the Pioneer Miniature Box is a pledge of 30 euros. So, 30 euros for 6 miniatures, that's pretty good. And the expected delivery for the miniatures themselves is February 2019. So, it's quite a way. But all is going to ship at that time. So that's really why they are going to ship the miniatures also at the same time. So this project is still funding. They were looking at just under 50,000 50,000 euros. Right now they are at all a bit over 11,000 euros. So they still have some way to go before funding, but they also have time. There's 24 days left. So if they do fund, it will be on Friday, March 16th, 2018 at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard, like Steve wants us to mention. So
next one
by Scale 75, we have Heroes of Fallen Frontier.
Which
so, yeah. Do you want to?
Well, these are these are bust,
mm-hmm.
and also they have the miniature of the bust in probably 28 millimeters or 32.
35.
Oh, 35. Okay. Yeah. So
yeah, Fallen Frontier is an existing, already existing miniature game. So they are doing bust based on
the characters.
Characters.
They are really nice looking bust.
Yes.
Really nice looking bust. I mean, wow. You have...
They're really well painted too, which,
yeah,
which it helps.
I guess so, right? The paint job is amazing on those. So. Yeah, there's... only those three are the alien as well, the... When you scroll down, is see.
I think right now there are 8 different busts unlocked from their various races available in the game, races and faction, because some there's more than humans and more than one of them. So you get a bunch of choice. You get and they also have at I don't remember which level, you can also get a small diorama. Well, small. Well, it's 90mm eye, so it's really not small. But you get a diorama of two models fighting together. And some pledge also comes with special metal bases instead of using plinths.
Yeah, with the faction
logo faction engraved on them. So really a lot of options depending on what you are looking for, which model you like, or how much you want to invest in it. So it's worth your time to go if you like sci-fi, but like not grimdark, something different.
Well, it's more like
almost have an infinity feel to it.
Yeah, I was going to say I forgot the Xbox game.
Really not a video gamer, so I couldn't say.
From BioWare, there was three of those. Oh, I'm gonna look it up. Anyway, it looks similar to that because of the species and everything. So it kind of remind me, the look remind me of that.
So in the meantime, you have another 10 days left to go. The project has already reached its funding goal. They were looking for 10,000 euros. They are over 40,000 euros. So really going well. And when they will fund, if nothing else changed, it will close on Friday, March 2nd, 2018 at noon Eastern Standard Time.
The next one is from Gang Fight Games. It's Blackwater Gulch Minions and Monsters.
So this is an existing Western horror skirmish game. Initially, Blackwater Gulch was an historical Western game, but as they went, they added more and more weird stuff or special characters and stuff like that. So now they are a fully Western horror skirmish game. So you want Western, you want Far West, you want zombies added in that, all kind of stuff.
Well, you have native zombies.
Yep, too.
I think that's the first game with native zombies.
Maybe. I couldn't say.
And creepy child as well.
Yeah. So it's a bunch of new models for the game. As they mentioned, minions are small packs of like supporting characters, not heroes themselves. Like three, the deputies box gives you three lawmen. So three guys and girls with shotguns. Bandits, native zombies, black-eyed children, those are creepy.
Yeah.
They're only artwork, but the small children with the eyes hollowed out, carrying weapons. Yeah, no, really don't like that.
They're not to be trusted.
Yeah. And the list goes on. They have a lot of stuff and some solo miniatures, not just the pack. So if it's this type of stuff you would like, take a look. And you can even get some of the starter box while you're pledging.
And they are looking for 11,000 US, and so far they're at $7,700 right now with 15 days to go. And if it's funded, it's going to be on Tuesday, March 6, 2018 at 10 p.m. So you have time after dinner.
Next up, and I love the company's name, Kid Loves Tiger Games.
Or the logo is cute too.
Yeah, even the logo with the small tiger on top. It's super cute. And the game itself is Alphaz, a superhero miniatures game. So this is a miniature board game, miniature skirmish game, but with chibis. So superhero chibis. You get your board. It's all squared. You even get cardboard buildings to go with it, so it's 3D. You don't play just on a flat map. Get all the cards to play with it and a huge selection of chibis and also bystanders, dogs, and tokens. So everything you need to play. A lot of choice you get just in the base box before add-ons and stretch goals, you get 25 different alphas miniatures, so 25 heroes to choose from. during the game.
There's a add-on with 3D stuff as well for lampposts and panels and stuff like that.
You can get some cars and dumpsters.
Yeah.
There's a lot of options. They also have small comic books for the fluff. So it's nice. If you like superheroes and like chibis, that's a combination that I haven't seen before in the miniature world. Not that it doesn't exist, but so if you're looking for that combination, it's a nice product to look for. So right now they have a bit over 3 weeks left to go. Their funding is almost there. Their goal is 22,000 and a half. They are over 18,000, so almost there. With 3 weeks left to go, this should be fine. And if they fund, they will fund on Thursday, March 15th, 2018, at 12 p.m. EDT, though. I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting.
It's
good to know. See, if you don't want to miss out, you need to check the time.
Oh, Eastern Daylight Time, because it's later in the...
Oh, yeah, after daylight.
Then the other two.
Okay.
So, after daylight switch.
Oh,
so,
crap.
I'm
just misleading
again,
people.
Eastern Standard, but after the daylight switch. So, that's really just confusing, see. Well, so go on with the last one.
It's from Redbox Game, and it's War Bands of the Cold North 6.
So go for it.
Yeah, go ahead.
So Redbox do a bunch of different miniatures, really really nice and well sculpted, mostly for RPGs. Or characters you can use for others. So this,
or Frostgrave.
Or Frostgrave too, but I don't think the game has been out now for long enough that I don't think that's still a target for people. Like their new expansion to it, the Ghost Archipelago, which is a pirate version, I think is more recent. So that might be a better guest for people who just want to sculpt more. But Redbox do the sculptor Trey Manor, who runs that. He is so good. Their miniatures are always cool. So he's going in wave and releasing them as he goes. So a bunch of Vikings and warrior wizards, all you would encounter in the north, in the cold north. So they are also wearing weather appropriate clothing, which is nice. It's not the chainmail bikini in the cold, in the snow. So you get a bunch of different sculpts. Just go into it and see the list is pretty interesting. Everything is well sculpted. I like the pose. I like the detailing.
And it's manual sculpting, not 3D. So
yeah, it's all classical sculpting. So really nice stuff. If I remember, it's a pretty short project.
There's still 12 days to go, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, they launched today. So that's good, because they launched today and they're about half.
Almost half.
Almost half. Their goal is $15,000 US. They are almost at 7,000. So like you said, almost half. They have 12 days left to go at the moment of recording. And when they will fund, I say when. The miniatures are awarded. It will be on Sunday, March 4th, 2018.
And that's all. And I found the game that Scale 75 Heroes of the Fallen Frontier are reminding me of is Mass Effect.
So okay,
there you go, nostalgia.
Well, thanks for jumping in at the last minute, Steve.
Yeah, no problem. Paul must be busy with kids and life and stuff.
Yep. Yeah, as usual.
Paul being Paul. Well,
yeah. Thanks, Steve.
My pleasure.
See you next time.
Talk to you later.
Bye, geeks.
Thanks for listening to Geeks of the North. If you want to contact us, you can email us at geeksofthenorth@gmail.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeksofthenorth, or follow us on Twitter at Geeks of the North. You can follow me, Paul, at PRFilio, Antoine at Eltonio Berg, Steve at B_Steve, and if you really feel the need, I guess you can follow Yom. He's at Yomasta. Breaks and outro music by La Drave. You can listen to them at ladrave.bandcamp.com. See you next time, geeks.
Thank you for checking out a United Geeks Network family member. If you enjoyed it and are looking for other online media with a geek culture slant, head over to UnitedGeeksNetwork.com, where you will find All Us Geeks, a podcast that discusses board games, movies, television, comics, Kickstarter, and many other forms of geek culture. The United Geeks Network. You can broadcast your geekiness at UnitedGeeksNetwork.com.